Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In a new report, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom says anti-conversion laws are on the rise in South Asia. Nepal's anti-conversion law went into effect in August after a lot of pressure from India. It means persecution for some believers, but John Podaiti of Bibles for the World says God is at work behind the scenes. 10% of the population follows Christ, according to government figures, and that's up from 2 or 3% a decade ago. And Audio Scripture Ministries works to get audio Bibles to people who don't have access to God's Word. This year, ASM distributed audio Bibles in 170 languages to 56 countries, and God's Word is not returning void. One man was so encouraged by his audio Bible, he rode his bike 50 kilometers to meet the distributors. Just $35 covers the cost of one audio Bible. If you want to help, we'll connect you at missionnews.org, where you can find your place in the story. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.